Money. Money.
I want to talk a little bit about reverse mortgages today and share some upcoming changes that are coming with reverse mortgages. HUD reverse mortgage, after the financial meltdown, it left some of our older Americans with a shortage of money. And if you have concerns about monthly cash flow with the local real estate market seeing so much appreciation, you may have a lot of equity and be in a position to qualify for a reverse mortgage. This program allows you to withdraw some of the equity from your home with no monthly payment, outside of paying taxes, which we're going to talk about. If you're a senior, this can supplement Social Security, meet unexpected medical expenses, or any other expenses that you may need assistance with. And a reverse mortgage is a special type of home loan that lets you convert a portion of your equity into home equity that you have in your house into cash. Now, there are reverse mortgage requirements that are changing on March 2nd of this year. The first one, new financial assessment requirements will take effect again March 2nd of 2015. Prior to 2015, the mortgage that you were taking out, borrowers did not have to go through an income or asset qualification as you do for a customary loan or what they're a forward mortgage or a traditional mortgage that you would take out. But after March 2nd, you will now undergo a financial assessment conducted by the lender, and this will include reviewing your credit. So the financial assessment is geared towards making sure that you can meet the ongoing payments associated with the homeownership, including your homeowner's insurance and property taxes, and any other type of maintenance that you might have coming up on the home. Again, you're not making a mortgage payment per se for this loan, but all of the expenses of maintaining the house are a requirement, so they want to make sure that you can qualify for that. If you have passed a link, those delinquencies will be considered from the lender as part of the actual assessment. So that's the first change. The second change, you'll now need more documentation as part of the financial assessments. Lenders will need to collect documentation in order to underwrite the reverse mortgage and to ensure that you meet the necessary financial criteria. That may mean gathering tax returns, documentations of assets, anything that you own. Again, debts and looking at your credit history is going to be part of that. So there might be some documentation for that as well. The third change is that you need to set aside money for future items that need to be fixed or housing cost. So if you lack certain financial standing and determining on the financial assessment that you have, you'll need to set up aside funds from the loan proceeds in order to cover the property charges, property taxes, and insurance. This life expectancy set aside, it's called LESA, is a fund specially designated for those payments and kind of traditionally the same as you'd have on a traditional mortgage, set inside an escrow to make sure that those payments are getting taken care of. So the bad news is the financial assessment will make it tougher for some borrowers to qualify for a reverse mortgage. The good news is it makes it tougher for some people to qualify for the reverse mortgage. So you want to make sure that you're in a good financial situation and that this loan actually makes sense for you. So I think it's really great news that these changes are coming up to protect our seniors and making sure they're making the right decision for their future. Now, to qualify, 62 or older, single family homes, 1 to 4 unit townhomes or HUD properties or condos. Properties must be owner occupied and the home does not have to be owned free and clear, but there's a percentage of equity that you have to have the proceeds to make sure that it pays for the reverse mortgage on the current loan balance, and then to meet the new financial assessment requirements taking effect again on March 2nd that I just went through. The benefits, the title of the property always remains in the homeowner's name and will never change ownership. The funds received can be used in any manner, so there's not many restrictions on that. Income received is tax-free and will not affect Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid benefits. Again, there's no monthly payments except for the maintenance of the home, property taxes, no out-of-pocket cost for the program, so all fees and interest are deferred until both seniors move out of the property or sell the home or pass away. Now, the loan is paid off when both homeowners pass away. you sell the home or choose to vacate the property. So you've got to make sure that you're in a position that you can actually take care of the property, because that's part of the process in staying in your home. The estate or heirs can keep the property once the loan's been paid off. If the home has remaining equity, it goes to the estate or the heirs. And reverse mortgages are considered a non-recourse loan, so the homeowner never guarantees the loan will be paid back in full. If more is owned on the home when you sell the property, the government is responsible for that. So cash options are available. There's a lot of different options you can choose. You can choose to take a lump sum, monthly installments, a line of credit that allows you to access cash just as you need it, combination of all three, and all payment options, again, are tax-free. So it's a really great program, but like any other program, you need to make sure that it's the right program for you. Consulting with an expert that can walk you through that process is really important. And I say working with somebody that actually is an experienced reversed mortgage. So it's something that they really focus on. I personally don't do reverse mortgages. I would refer to somebody that is an expert in that arena, because it is a really unique product, and I just think that you need to have that extra special attention and care on that product. You also can get more information by going to National Council on Aging or calling them at 800-510-0391. So again, a great program. If you have any questions, you can always call into the show at 1-855-411-50. Again, that's 1-855-411-50, or go online to themoneyhour.com. Coming up next on the Money Hour, we hear a lot of nightmare stories going on in the real estate arena. I thought it would be a good time to hear some success stories. Justin Richards and Yvette Duby with Keller Williams Realty Bellevue, right here at 1150 AM KKNW, after this short break.